You know what's incredible about artistic reinvention? David Hockney, at age 70, traded his famous California swimming pools for digital art of Yorkshire rooftops, and it completely transformed modern art history.
That's such a dramatic shift in both location and medium. What compelled him to make such a bold move at that stage of his career?
Well, it's fascinating because it wasn't just about art. It was deeply personal. He'd lost his mother in 1999 and his close friend Jonathan Silver in 1997. These losses drew him back to Bridlington, about 75 miles from his birthplace in Bradford, where his sister Margaret still lived. And instead of just retreating, he used this moment to completely reinvent his artistic approach.
The timing of this digital transition really stands out to me. In 2005, digital art wasn't nearly as accepted as it is today.
That's exactly right. And what's remarkable is how he approached Photoshop with the same methodical process he used in traditional painting. He would build up these rooftop compositions with broad planes of color, then gradually add detail, just like he would with oils or watercolors. It's like he was teaching us that artistic vision transcends the medium.
And this was all happening while he was dealing with increasing hearing loss, wasn't it?
Yes, and that's such a crucial part of this story. As his hearing declined, he became even more intensely focused on the visual world. He once said that his deafness made him see things differently, more carefully, more intensely. So these seemingly ordinary rooftops became this rich visual feast through his eyes.
The contrast between his California work and these Yorkshire pieces is just so striking.
Oh, absolutely. Imagine going from painting those sun-drenched swimming pools and palm trees to capturing the subtle, changing light of a Yorkshire autumn. But what's really fascinating is how he maintained his signature style even in this new medium. Those slightly warped perspectives, those vibrant colors that aren't quite natural but somehow feel more true than reality, they're all there.
Well, that's what makes Hockney such a master, right? He can find beauty in these ordinary moments.
And you know what's particularly meaningful about Bridlington rooftops? He created it from his mother's back garden. This wasn't just any view, it was one his mother would have seen countless times. So he's not just capturing architecture, he's preserving memory, processing grief, and pushing artistic boundaries all at once.
That's such a powerful combination of the personal and the professional.
It really is. And this piece became a turning point that led to his massive A Bigger Picture exhibition at the Royal Academy in 2012. You can see him working out ideas about scale, perspective, and the English landscape that would become central to his later work.
So in a way, this piece was like a bridge between his past and future work.
Exactly. And it challenges everything we think we know about artistic careers. Here's someone who was already internationally renowned, and instead of sticking to what made him famous, he completely reinvented himself. He learned new technology, returned to old subjects with fresh eyes, and found ways to make the familiar strange and beautiful again.
The whole story really breaks down our assumptions about age and creativity, doesn't it?
That's what I find so inspiring about it. Hockney shows us that creativity doesn't have an expiration date, that you can go home again, and that sometimes the most profound innovations come from looking at ordinary things in extraordinary ways. It's a reminder that art isn't just about the final product. It's about the journey of seeing the world differently.
And speaking of seeing differently, his use of color in these digital works is just remarkable.
You know, that's because he understood something fundamental about digital art, that it wasn't just about recreating traditional techniques on a computer. He used the technology to capture those nuanced shifts in tone that are so characteristic of Yorkshire weather, something that might have been more challenging with traditional media. It's like he found a whole new vocabulary for expressing what he'd been seeing all along.